Hello there, this is Zed Wars from Channel 9, coming to you from the beautiful city of Mechelen here in the wonderful country of Belgium for Techorama 2016. And I have the three stooges of Techorama itself. These dudes are awesome. Why don't you introduce yourselves, guys?
I'm Kevin. I'm Kevin de Rudder. And I'm one of the stooges. And I work here normally as a teacher, but once a year I do my best to make this a great conference.
No, you not only do you do your best, but it's an awesome conference. Let's go right here.
Thanks, Seth. So my name is Peter. I'm also one of the founders of Techorama. My day-to-day job, I'm an ALM consultant, so I do consultancy activities.
Fantastic.
And I'm Jill, also one of the founders. I work at Ordina as a .NET consultant. And once a year, we all gather here with about 1,000 people here in Mechelen. Techorama.
So how did Techorama come about? Because I know this is the third one, right?
This is the third
one. Officially the third one, but there's been events in Belgium before.
Yeah.
How did sort of Techorama start up?
Well, basically it all started about 10 years ago already. So there was a small conference that we started as a free conference. It's called Community Day.
Uh-huh.
And that took place about 7 years next to the official Microsoft Tech Day. And then Tech Days in 2013 was the last edition. And meanwhile, Community Day had already grown to about 400 or 500 people. That was a completely free conference. And then Microsoft stopped with Tech Days and they said, why don't you build something new? Because we have the experience in-house on how to do a conference. And that's when we put our heads together and we said, why don't we do something completely new? And that's how Techorama was born in summer 2013.
And then the first one was in 2014.
2014,
right?
Yeah. It took us about a year to put the first one together. And then in May, end of May 2014, that was the first one.
So the hardest part.
Go ahead.
The hardest part was to find a name for the conference.
The name was extremely difficult.
I mean, for programmers, naming things and off by one errors are the hardest thing.
Yeah.
How you name stuff.
Yeah.
So what were some of the challenges initially that you had with Techorama, and how did you sort of overcome them? And additionally, the other question is, it didn't start with 1,000 people. How did it grow over the years?
Yeah. I don't think there's a secret formula for organizing conferences, just hard work and making sure that we can work together. We also have a great crew. Some of them are standing here, so you need to have a bunch of volunteers who can also help to accomplish those type of things. In the beginning it was our goal to find very good speakers who could deliver very good content, and if you can start with those basics, then it can only get better, because we want to be responsive, we want to improve every year, we want to build up a very unique experience, not only for the attendees, but also for the speakers, for the partner booths, so everyone who's involved in organizing this conference.
So logistics for this conference has to be pretty crazy. I mean, you are having, I think I saw from 19 different countries, people here, speakers from all around the world. How do you manage this kind of huge sort of endeavor?
Well, first it already starts very early, because from
next
the moment
week.
from the moment this one is going to start, we need to first contact speakers for next year, because it's conference season right now. So we will start with this, and then we need to make sure that everybody gets well here and have a great stay. I think that's also important for us, that speakers love to be here. We do a lot of stuff for that, and so we have to check for the best hotel, we have to check for the best food, best catering, speaker dinner, and so on. So that takes quite a while to find all these different places and then opportunities sometimes that we...
We have to test restaurants
to
find the speaker in the location.
Yeah, which was delicious. So how do you manage the vision of Techorama? Because I can feel every conference has its own sort of feeling. This was more like you're really close to the speaker, the speakers are really close to you, it feels like everyone's here together. There's other conferences where you go where it's like, there they are, there we are. And so how do you stay true to the vibe of Techorama while still dealing with the tiny little things like, when does this speaker get in and how many drinks should we have? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I think one of the most important things that we're developers as well, and we speak at conferences, so we can take the experience of different conferences and in our conference as well. And so that's already a first important decision that we took about that. And then, yeah, for the drinks, that's something that Gilles manages. Gilles decides how many drinks everybody can have.
He
so
is the drink person.
He needs to sign off.
Yeah. I do the logistics part. So, yeah, when I say drinks are gone, well, basically it's gone, it's done.
So how do you divide the work? Like, is it like I'm logistics, you're this and you're that? I mean, how do you divide that?
The conference, the setup, logistics around the conference, that's what I do mostly. Peter is our financial brain.
Yeah.
So all the invoice stuff, the ticketing stuff,
all the ordering that needs to be done.
Kevin does most of the ordering, the shirts, the
hotel
speaker
dinner.
Yeah. So we have our room because otherwise it's not manageable to do this. Yeah.
So one of the things I like about Techorama is, like I said before, it feels very like everyone is together.
It's a community. Yeah.
It's a community, really community event. There's only certain events that feel like that. How do you foster that kind of feeling at this event? What are some things that you proactively have done to make it so that everyone feels like they're together?
I think it's also because we are already for a long time involved in the community in Belgium. So we're also the leaders of the Visual Studio User Group in Belgium. So we organize also monthly a local user group. So we know a lot of people that are working at a lot of companies, also at our partners. So we are really close to our development community in Belgium. And we also try to be very responsive. If we get mails or questions or feedback through Twitter, we always try to answer or to do something with the feedback we get. So I think that's also very key for becoming a great conference.
And also, like this year, for example, we built a big lounge outside, which is a place where people can sit together, meet, discuss things that they've seen. Last year, we introduced the speaker's lunch, which is on the second day. We put the names of the speakers on the tables where people have dinner or have lunch. And so the speaker has lunch there and people can come and just talk, just hang out with the speaker. The speaker should not be the eyeball that is standing on the stage. The speaker is the same as we are.
Absolutely.
So that's why everyone is completely approachable at Techorama. And also our partners. So you talked about vision. So basically we had a three-year vision, a three-year plan when we started. So year one was the year of the partner, so our partners who help us set up the conference.
Sure.
Year two was the year of speaker. And so, for example, we now have a massage salon in the speaker room. So every year we focus on one group, and this year was the year of the attendee. So that's why the lounge is there, why we have a Belgian waffle stand, why we have a coffee booth and all these kinds of things. And so that's how we improve the developer experience, because we don't see us as a conference, we see ourselves as experienced developers. And so that's how we every year try to build on what we already have. And we see what works, what doesn't work. And we see a lot of connection, because this morning we were talking about the fact that we look at the pictures of yesterday and you see that people, compared to last year, they're completely engaged in discussion with each other. They're hanging out at the partner booth. So connection seems to work. I think the vibe is right. And there's a lot of entertainment.
I also made some calculations. So I also looked up the numbers. So who is coming to our conference? And I think it's about 20% who is coming already before. So who came in 2014 or 15? They're also present here in 2016. So the people are also coming back. We also get a lot of new people because we are also becoming bigger.
Sure.
So it's really a good idea to know who's coming and who should we attract in the future.
It has disadvantages because the booth people, they from our partner booths. So what we also do is we have a game that attendees have to go to a number of booths in order to win something.
Yeah.
And so basically that engages them to go to the booths, because at some other conferences you see that they don't go to booths. Belgians, for example, they're not very, very outgoing. They're ashamed to start talking to people. And so now we have found a way to have them engage with the partners. And so the disadvantage for partners is they're tired. they have so much boot work that they're tired. Yeah. That's good for them, but of course they're tired.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the first year, how many attendees did you have, and how have the attendee numbers grown?
600, last year 800, now 1,000.
And you also mentioned that you were on a three-year plan. What's the future?
Those are the tough questions. Yeah.
We
need to organize a brainstorm weekend with the three of us and really think about where we want to go at. So we have some options already in our minds, but we need to go through with a plan for the future.
That's a difficult one. We don't know it at this point.
But we do know that there's going to be a Techorama 27.
Yeah, of course. We cannot stop now.
Oh, yeah. What's the date?
I think it's the 22nd of May,
Also, one of our goals is to become even more international because we have a lot of local attendees, we have a lot of international speakers who come to Belgium to speak at Techorama, but we also want to attract more people from other countries,
sure.
So from Europe or wherever. So that's also one of our goals.
Well, I love it. Techorama, I came last year, it was wonderful. Techorama, I came this year, it was even more wonderful. Good job on a wonderful conference. It feels like you're almost running out of space now for the amount of people. If projections continue.
Yeah, we have to talk with them to build a bigger venue as well.
Let's just build a bigger venue.
Yeah,
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that are watching that maybe haven't had a chance to come to Techorama, what do you say to them?
Book that date for 2017 already on your agenda, because what we did this year, we're gonna try to top it next year.
Absolutely. My advice is just talk with other guys who went to Techorama and see if it's something to go for.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for this wonderful conference. I know I've had a great time. It's a beautiful country, lots of wonderful people. You put on a great show. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Seth.
Thanks
we hope
much,
to have you back in the future.
I hope so. Again, we are here in the beautiful city of Mechelen for Techorama 2016 with the wonderful founders of this conference. My name is Seth Morris. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.